What if art were seen as a more important part of our culture? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kishwar Rizvi, associate professor in the history of art at Yale University, delves into when art was viewed as an important commodity among kings and queens.
The mobility of individuals and ideas defines the 16th century and was manifested in thriving cosmopolitan cities from Istanbul to Florence. Trade brought silks and ceramics to European households and illustrated prints to the Middle East and South Asia. Art objects were valuable commodities, playing an important role in diplomacy and the world economy. The early modern period is full of the names and exploits of great rulers, from Shah Abbas in Iran, Elizabeth I in England, and the Wanli Emperor in China. These kings and queen vied for control over global trade networks with the goal of expanding their commercial and colonial ambitions. Safavid Iran was at the forefront, with connections expanding from Isfahan to Europe, as well as across the Indian Ocean to southern Africa. Spices, scents, and decorative objects like porcelains and carpets were distributed over land and sea. Beyond their commercial value, works of art served a diplomatic purpose as well. In 1603, Shah Abbas sent his ambassador to Venice to meet the Doge Marino Grimani. A massive painting in the Doge's palace on the Piazza San Marco records the moment when Grimani was presented with precious gifts from the Safavid king, prominent among them a silk tapestry that inspired awe among the beholders. In return, the Doge sent back glassware, masks, and silver mirrors. Iran was viewed as a central node in global exchange, one whose luxury goods were second to none. During the early modern period, works of art were among the most valuable emissaries between different political and religious realms. They serve as a lesson for us today. Cultural and economic engagement, with Iran in particular, may achieve more than isolationism has so far.
That was Kishwar Rizvi of Yale University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.